Well, good evening once again on this Wednesday, February 20th. Calling the TipsNet, calling the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Calling the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet for Wednesday, February 20th, 2019. Your net control is Kilo Alpha 6 Papa Delta Golf, or as I like to say, KA6 pretty darn good. My name is Kevin. I'm located in Norwich, Connecticut, and I'll be guiding us through the muck and the mire and the fun and the folderol tonight as we talk about ham radio. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet is open to all properly licensed hams. You do not need to be a member of the Tri-City Club or any other club or group, actually. All who'd like to participate, check in, listen in, more than welcome. It's a directed net, so we do ask that, unless otherwise instructed, you direct all communications through the net control. Time for the net is about an hour, sometimes a little bit less. The purpose of the TIPS net is to provide an informal opportunity for both experienced amateurs and new hams to exchange information about ham radio, ask questions, discuss topics. We also like to provide the opportunity for practicing good operating procedure and learning about the technical aspects of amateur radio, as well as promoting goodwill, which is always very important, and it's part of the reason we're licensed. The TipsNet basically happens in three parts. The first part is the topic portion, where we invite stations to bring their questions to the net. Hopefully we can find some answers or items of interest related to amateur radio that they'd like to talk about. The second part of the net is for announcements, particularly of upcoming events of interest to the amateur community. And the third part of the net is the swap section, where you can buy, sell, trade, swap, give away, or list wants for amateur radio equipment. Again, this is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Tips Net. We meet every week at this time on the W1DX repeater in Salem, Connecticut. 147.060 is the output. The input frequency is up 600. The PL tone 156.7. When checking into the net, indicate if you have any questions or topics you want to bring up. Also, when checking in, if you use the following procedure, it's extremely helpful to the net control and to others. Key the mic and say, "This is," and then release, as I'm going to do here, making sure that nobody else is transmitting at the same time. Then key up and give your call sign slowly and phonetically, which again really helps net control. We don't have to spend a lot of time with repeats that way. And indicate if you do have a question or a topic you'd like to bring up. So I think that does it for the housekeeping. Again, your net control is KA6PDG, and my name is Kevin. So why don't we get started with some check-ins this evening on this kind of snowy, slippery, slidey, cold, raw Wednesday evening. We should have lots of hams around the radio eager to roll up their sleeves and talk about ham stuff. So I am now going to stand by and listen for check-ins for the Tri-City Tips Net. Please come at this time. This is KA6PDG.
Here is QO0, Juliet. QO0, Juliet Echo Bravo, Josh and Groton with a question.
This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango, Dave and Preston. No questions at this time, but it seems like it's time to strap on your pocket protector and pull your pants up high.
All right, thus far the net recognizes two stations, K0JEB, who does have a question. Good evening, Josh. We'll get to you in just a minute or two. And then we have Dave, K1DCT. Not sure I understood all of that, Dave, but maybe that'll be my question this evening. What did Dave say? So we'll list that as a question. additional stations for the TIPSnet. This is KA6PDG. Come at this time.
This is AD7AN, Tim in Galesbury. With no questions.
Sierra, Victor Charlie, Steve, Coventry, and no questions.
Here is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, Tim, City of Groton. Nothing to the net yet.
This is Kilo Charlie 1, Kilo Lima Zulu, John in East Lyme. No questions.
Alright, let me acknowledge the stations I copied, and there was one only to repeat on. I have W1SVC Steve, KC1TWR Tim, and KC1KLZ John. Now, the station that checked in at the beginning, the phonetics would really help me. I'm having some hearing difficulty. Your call sign again and name.
This is Alpha Delta 7 Alpha November, Tim in Gales Ferry. No questions.
All right, Tim, thank you. I've been dealing with a bug and the ears aren't doing too good, so I really appreciate the phonetics, Tim. Thank you very much for checking in. Anybody else for the TIPSnet tonight? Come with your call. Alrighty, we'll have another call up for check-ins in just a little bit. So why don't we get started and see who's up to what? I'll go through the list of stations that have checked in. I know Josh has a question, and I think I have a question for TWR, too. So let's see how we do here. K0JEB, KA6PDG in the TIPSnet. How you doing, sir? And what's your question for us tonight? Let's try that again. Josh, K0JEB, where'd you go? Proceed with your question and anything else there, Josh. Maybe Josh had to step away. We'll get back to him. K1DCT. Dave, got anything to say for yourself tonight? Oh, and what did you say about whatever you said it about? wonder if I'm having a technical difficulty here. KC1TWR, do you copy? Myself. Don't know whether it was the repeater or something on my end. Am I still copyable at this point?
You sound good now.
All right, maybe it's Halloween a little early. Thank you very much for keeping me honest there. Let's try Josh again. K0JEB, what you got for us tonight, Josh? Clear, Josh.
All right, let's try this again. I'll try and make it shorter this time. It's K0JB. My question for this evening was, I was wondering how everyone else programs their radios as far as how they group together their frequencies and whether or not they put labels in the radio for either the call sign of the repeater or if they just use name tags. I'm just looking for a general idea of how everybody else programs their digital radios. Maybe give me a better idea of how to organize all the frequencies I have in my radio. KA6PDG is K0JB.
All right, very good. And I don't think it was on your end. We seem to be having some other... but that was loud and clear there, Josh. So, how do you organize the frequencies that you program into memory in your radio? And how do you label them? If the radio has that option to type in the name of the repeater or the call sign or frequency, what have you. So that's a good question. That's a fair question. And we'll see who responds. Next up on the list is K1DCT in the TIPSnet. This is KA6PDG. Go ahead, Dave.
Very good. Good evening, Kevin, to all those on the net. This is K1DCT. I think Josh was referring to DMR radios, but I don't have one of those, but I can tell you what I like to do with my stuff. You know, old reliable analog. You know, say you've got a 2-meter radio that, I don't know, has, let's say it's a radio that covers 2, 4, 40, 6 meters, something like that, and it has 1,000 channels. I like to put the 2-meter stuff in channels that start with 2, and, you know, so 200 and start up from there, and the 400, 440 stuff start with the 4, 400 and up, and 600 and up. So you know, I do kind of like to keep things organized in little banks, and I do like to label them with generally the town that the repeater's in, rather than having to remember all the call signs. If I know, okay, this is Groton, this is Norwich, etc., I know, okay, I'm close to here or close to there. I can I should be able to hit that repeater, because I, unfortunately for me, I do remember most of the frequencies off the top of my head. That's my own problem. But that's my way of organizing things. In a DMR radio, I couldn't tell you. I haven't got there yet. I'm waiting for Josh's presentation. Back to that, K1DCT.
Good point. Yes, I'm sure coming up in the announcement part of the net, we'll be mentioning Josh's upcoming Dog and Pony show about DMR. Yeah, good comments, and he did specify digital radios. That's true. Although the question probably applies to all of us. I know I tend to just program in the frequencies in this radio, or even my handhelds, based on the frequency of use. So the Raycon repeaters in channel 1, for example. And I don't usually put any simplex frequencies in. Sometimes I do. But anyway, we'll see how others do it. Thanks, Dave. And over to Steve, W1SVC in the TipsNet. Any comments or thoughts on Josh's question or anything else, Steve?
WNSVC. Yeah, I currently don't have any DMR radios. I'm not into that yet. I use the word yet. But I do, programming is always an interesting topic because I have different types of radios and they're, I handle them differently. My favorite one currently, I have the ASU 9700, which has a, you can either use Chirp or RT systems, I think I have. And I just load that thing because it does, receives, has a really wide receive. So I have a lot of, I also use it like as a scanner in my truck. So I'm able with that radio to put, I do a similar thing like, I believe what Dave was saying, where I put in like the VHF ones under like 100 and UHF under 400 and so on like that to keep them somewhat organized. Then I have like a bank of like public safety and so on and railroad and things like that. But what I like about that one is it has the bank, so I can have like a bank set up for like, I have one I travel often out towards Syracuse to see my son, and I'll set up a bank that has mostly repeaters that are along Route 90 and such. And when I go to New Hampshire, I try to set those up. It takes a while to set up, but it's very nice when you have that. Let me reset. On my 8900, whatever, which I acquired, I just got a good deal on one. That one, unfortunately, has tons of memories, but it also has dual receive, but it doesn't have banks, which I was kind of disappointed. I didn't really realize that. So that one's a little bit trickier. I'm kind of just doing the grouping thing and trying to, the nice thing about that one is I can actually leave, like, a favorite repeater or whatever, local repeater on one side and just scan with the other kind of thing. And then same kind of thing with my HF and stuff. I just put them in, I have a few frequencies that I like to keep. I try to keep them, like, it only has 100 memories, my HF, and same thing, like the 20 meter ones, I try to put under 20, and so on, and 40 and 80. But I've been using call signs on repeaters, but I'm kind of thinking of getting away from that because it gets a little confusing sometimes, especially like with Jim, KC1CDI, the guy's got like 8 or 9 repeaters with the same call sign, so it gets confusing with on some of the radios only have a short alpha, tag, so you can't really, so I'm actually liking the idea of the town. I think they mentioned that, so I may switch to that, and if not, I just leave the numbers up because I recognize most of the ones that we commonly use. Other than that, that's all I got. Back to that. Good question, though, Jeff.
Very good. Yeah, never a dull moment on this net. Always good questions. I like that. We're going through the list of stations who've checked in thus far, and in a few minutes we'll have another call up for more check-ins. So if you're waiting, be patient with me, and we'll zip through here pretty quick. We've got Tim, KC1TWR, for any comments. And Tim, I think what I'd like to do, with your permission, is in a little bit here, next 5 or 10 minutes, get back to you My question for you will be at that point, would you like to say anything about the new ARRL Aries, I forgot the word now, format. I saw your email today, as others did, I'm sure, and maybe you'd like to make some general comments about that and how it came to be. Nothing specific, but maybe some of the changes in the Aries directive there that you emailed out. Sorry for my lack of choosing the right word. But in the meantime, anything you got to say, Tim, in case you want, TWRK6PDG and the Tri-City TipsNet.
Yep, good evening. And yes, Kevin, and the word you're looking for was a four-letter word. But it was a claim word. It was a word plan, P-L-A-N. But that's okay. Yes, I would love to say something. I haven't read through it fully, but I do have a couple of comments on it, which I'll save for next go-round or so. In response to Josh's question, I guess I immediately thought about, you know, my 2-meter radios and my HDs and so forth, because, for instance, I have a Kenwood D710, which allows me to not only have a frequency, but also has a space for either call sign or location or whatever other text I want to put, and I usually put the name of the town in the smaller letters there and leave the frequency nice and big. And I usually, as far as sequence goes, I do the perceived distance from my home QTH. So, for instance, most of my 2-meter equipment, I start with Groton, then Waterford, then Norwich, then Salem, then Westerly. Now, the reality of the distances may be different, but in my mind, that's the perceived sequence of distance from where I live. And usually, if I go visiting, and therefore I have to add repeaters in another area that I don't usually listen to, I think it was Dave or maybe it was Steve, I started a different sequence of numbers. So if I have gone up through, let's say, 1 through 10 locally, then I'll jump to 20 and start like North Carolina when I'm down there. All those repeaters are up in the 20 range. I do that. As far as the DMR, I don't believe, well, I guess you could put in the repeater, but you'd still need to have whether it's on that repeater on local, statewide, or what have you. So I wasn't thinking DMR at all. But that's how I usually do that. And on my HTs, I usually just leave the frequency number. I don't try and change it and go through the trouble of coding it to have it say the town. And that's how I do it. K6PDG, KC1TWR.
Very cool. Thanks, Tim. And let's move on up to John. KC1KLZ. John, how you doing? And I know you're a little bit new on the nets and the bands here. Have you gotten to the point where you program in any frequencies in the memory channels of your radios? And are you having any challenges, or do you have a little system worked out that others might find kind of cool, or anything else you'd like to say tonight, John?
It's KC1KLZ. Just listening, hanging out, and no, I haven't really gotten into programming this thing. And a friend of mine did the computer work for me and got me a few channels, so I just kind of hang out and listen and learn. KC1KLZ, that's it. Back to you, Ned.
Well, we're mighty glad you're hanging out on the tips, Nat, John. Thank you very much. And yeah, sometimes programming these radios can be nigh on rocket science. Seems like it gets harder and harder. I remember the old ICOM, what was it, the little handheld, the 2T, 2AT, AT. Anyway, you had little thumb switches on the top, and there were no memories. All right, and off we go to Alpha Delta 7, Alpha November. Tim, thanks for waiting patiently. Any comments or thoughts on what we've discussed so far, or anything else?
All right, this is AD7AN, and
good to hear all the tips on how to program memories. I find that radios have more memories than I can figure out. With my HTs, I do use RT systems to program in channels from time to time. But I really like to use just a few repeaters and remember them. This rig that I'm using right now has a total of 5 memories. Oh no, 10. It has 2 banks and 5 memories. And it does not memorize the split, whether it's the offset, whether it's up or down, so I have to remember that in my head. That's the only thing that's not manageable on this particular rig. But I do have a rig that you can put in alphanumerics or labels for each one. I think that that is the best way to go. If you're going to travel and you don't know the area or anything like that, if you put in a town versus a frequency, as you approach it, at least you'll know where you're at. But those are my comments. So back to you, Keith. This is AD7AN.
Well, comments, Tim, and by the way, it's Kevin, but that's okay, as long as you don't call me late for dinner. Speaking of remembering who I am, I like this FT-100DR that I have, because every time I turn it on, it says my call sign. So I can never forget my call sign, and that's a good thing. All right, we'll check back with Josh in a minute, but first I want to pause and say that that's the list of stations who've checked in so far, and let's see if we have anybody else waiting to join in and check in and say hi here on the TipsNet, and then we'll pick you up in a minute or two and see if you have any questions or comments. This is KA6PDG in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. It's all about amateur radio. Anybody who'd like to check in, consider yourself welcome at this time.
Here is... Whiskey 1, Foxtrot, Juliet, Whiskey, Chuck, and Groton. Good evening, no questions.
And a fun tip of the hat to Chuck, W1FJW, listing no questions at this point. Chuck, anything you'd like to say based on what you've heard so far, whether it be about programming frequencies in your radio or anything else?
Well, I don't have any digital radios, but I have, most of them have hundreds of channels, and like a lot of the guys do, I enter a frequency and a town name. I bank together frequencies and of stations that I frequent when I'm at a location. It was like the numbers I use in Cranston are in one bank, the numbers I use in Waynesboro are in another, and so forth. And I just have a few, you know, in the low numbers, 1 through, say, 12, for just the local things around here. Back to net, W1FJW.
Very fine. Thank you, sir. And it sounds like, excuse my throat tonight, it sounds like most of us use a similar thought process when trying to figure out how to do this. Josh, K0JEB, was any of that useful or helpful or amusing or instructive? And anything else there, Josh, at this point?
K0JB, it was instructive, I guess. You know, when I first started out, for those of you that don't know, I haven't even been in a ham radio for a year. I started last March, started off as technician, then got my general a few months back. When I started, I just threw all the frequencies in the radio and put all the call signs, and when I was referring to digital, for some reason, it's just in my mind, when I refer to a digital radio, I'm not referring to a radio that does digital mode. I'm referring to a radio that has a digital display. In my mind, when I refer to an analog radio, I'm referring to a radio that doesn't have a digital processor, and just mainly, you know, you set the frequency and use it. As far as DMR, when we go to have the presentation next month, bring your popcorn. It's gonna be a good one. I do pretty much the same thing. I try and group it together by use, and some of them I do use call signs because when you're talking to somebody and they ask you, oh, well, what repeater is over here? Instead of having to look, I'll just turn the dial on the radio to see what it was. But thank you, everybody, for your feedback. Just wanted to make sure I was in the same ballpark as everybody else. KA6PDG, it's K0JB.
Yep, very good, Josh. That was an interesting question. I like it. All right, this is the Tri-City TipsNet, KA6PDG. In a few minutes, we'll have another call-up for check-ins. But what I'd like to do first is get back to Tim, KC1TWR. And, Tim, if you could spend a few minutes maybe with some general comments or thoughts about the new Ares plan, which apparently has just been published by the ARRL. You did email out a link, I guess, to Ares members and stuff. I have not clicked on that. Well, there were two links, I think. But maybe a few comments to sort of whet people's appetite about the new ARES plan. KC1TWR, KA6PDG, and TIPS. Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, and I think after I sent the email out, or maybe it was before, if you go to the ARRL website, and if you look under Ares, you'll find an announcement about the new plan that was approved by the ARRL board in late January. They just put it out there on their website. It's a downloadable document, and it's the first major upgrade to that document, I think, since the 1990s. So it has a number of changes. It more closely ties Ares to the FEMA process, and it has new training requirements and also a new structure for definition of what each of these various levels will have. And there's basically three types of members that you can become when you join Ares. You can start as a regular member, and then there's two levels above that, and each one has its own not only training requirements but also responsibilities. So I expect to see some changes even on the local Ares teams as far as what's going to be expected, what we need to do for training, and more tie into local EOCs and service organizations that will be providing auxiliary communications. So next Wednesday, I'll have a chance to really go through this, and I'll write up a bulletized list that hopefully will add more meat to this discussion. But if you get a chance, download it and read it, because they've definitely done a good job rewriting it and bringing it up to speed and to the realities of the world that we now live in. And that's about all I have. I'm open to any questions, though. K6PDG, KC1TWR.
All right. Thank you very much, Tim. Let's do that. Does anybody have any questions or thoughts thus far about the new Ares plan? Your call signs, please, and then I'll pick them up one by one. Anybody have anything they'd like to ask Tim? All All right, nothing hurt, but it's still hot off the press, so a lot of people have probably not looked at it yet. Thank you very much, and we'll look for some more info probably next week on that, Tim. And then, of course, there are Aries training nets that take place around the state here in New London County at the south end of Region 4 ARES. That net is on this repeater as it happens, 147.06, Monday nights at 8 o'clock. So that's a net where you can listen for announcements and information about this sort of thing, but also ask questions. And always check in and support the net if you have time. All right, looks like I'm caught up on my business here, so let's go ahead and put out another call for any check-ins, and then I'll see if anybody has any additional questions, and we'll move on in that regard. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Tips Net is now open for additional stations who'd like to join us this evening. You don't have to have something to say. You just want to check in and say hi. That's fine. Or let me know if you do have a question or a comment, and we'll get right to you. Check-ins for tips come now.
John Grunton, no questions, just checking in.
All right, there's another faithful net participant. I almost said precipitant, because when I hear your call, I think about weather, John. What do we got going on? I guess this is going to change to rain tonight, and then we're supposed to get rain this weekend, I think, John. Any comments about weather or programming radios or Aries or anything else, John? Go ahead.
My radio is set up in such a way where it won't let me key up until the repeater is totally done doing its thing, so I have to look into that setting. But, I try and keep an order based on where they are, if that makes sense, like New London County, Windham County, even far out in the Westerly area, because I can only hit so many repeaters now, but I like to try and keep them, I still like to try and keep them organized as far as that goes. And I also have been logging them onto my computer, my laptop here. Should I ever, I have older radios, if ever I lose power on one of the radios and the memory completely fades, I know what I can program and what I can't. Let me reset. That's all I got on that topic. I did a review of Tim's Aries email, and that seems very interesting. And I forgot what else I was going to say, so instead of doing a lot of ums on dead air, I'll turn back to you to be W1JOP.
Yeah, leave the ums to the net control. Thanks, John. Did you have anything you wanted to say about the weather, since you're very involved with the weather net and the Skywarn? Any comments about that before I move on?
The cobwebs in my memory, that's what I was going to say. I realized it as soon as I'm unkeyed, so. But yeah, supposed to have a little bit of snow tonight. I don't think much along the south coast, and I don't really think much anywhere else. It's supposed to turn to rain by 10 p.m. or so here on the shore, and a little later than that inland, but looks like there's going to be some icing in the far northern parts of Connecticut. In the northwest and northeast hills particularly. But the funny thing is, tomorrow it's supposed to be up near 50. So, you know, you get one storm one night, and next day it's like spring. And as far as the weekend goes, it looks like that's going to be warm enough for off rain. And they don't know about one next Wednesday yet, but right now it looks pretty warm too. Back to that, Ben. This winter is a dud, I think, anyway. Back to that, this is W1JOP.
Yep. Well, my favorite weather guy says that the one for the middle of next week got canceled. And I was disappointed because that was supposed to be a snowstorm. All right. Now that I've made myself really popular. Thanks, John. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Hang in with us. We got a few more minutes. KA6PDG, Tri-City Tips Net. Does anybody have any additional questions or topics before we move into the second part of the net? We've got a couple of minutes here. Does anybody have anything else they want to bring up or ask a amateur radio-related question about? Your call signs, please. Y'all are making it too easy on me. That's all right. Wait till next month, right? All right. Let's go ahead and move into the announcements part of the TipsNet. This is part two of the three-part net, where we like to give stations the opportunity to put out announcements about things going on, particularly upcoming events of interest to the amateur community. So if you have those, I'm going to jump right to Josh. I'm going to take care of his first, and then I will ask for additional stations with announcements. So Josh, K0JEB, K6PDG and TIPS, the announcement about your upcoming program.
K0JV, sorry, I was preoccupied here. Looking at the calendar, March 12th. At the next Tri-City Amateur Radio Club monthly meeting. We're going to be starting a meeting off with the DMR presentation. I'll be covering what is DMR, how do you use it, and go over a general overview of some of the terminology and some of the key aspects that you need to know when it comes to programming a radio. So if you're able to make it to the Tri-City meeting, it will be held at the American Red Cross building over there in Uncasville. And if you can't make it, after the presentation, I'd be more than happy to email a copy of the slideshow / PowerPoint presentation that I put together. But until then, I'm going to keep you guys guessing and look forward to seeing you guys there. KA6PDG, this is K0JB.
All right, Josh, March the 12th. Very good, and his call is Kilo Zero Juliet Echo Bravo, in case you're wondering. You can always get a hold of him. Right, any questions for Josh before I move on? Are there additional stations with announcements for tonight's TipsNet? Your call signs, please. Everybody's scrolling through their calendars. Of course, we have the breakfasts. We always like to remind people, Thursday morning, 7 o'clock, Old Times Restaurant in Norwich. All are welcome. Amateurs and their guests. Same goes for Saturday morning at 8 o'clock at the Uncasville Diner on Route 32 in Uncasville. Hams around here like to eat. I think hams everywhere like to eat. Any other stations with anything for the announcement portion of the net before we move on? Your call signs, please. This is KA6PDG.
KC1TWR.
TWR, stand by the other station. I started to double with you. Who was that?
That's my fault, probably. W1UP with one.
It was me and my trigger finger, not your fault there, John. Stand by, I'll do Tim first and get right to you. KC1TWR, your announcement, please.
Okay, just a reminder that tomorrow night is the race-on meeting. It's 7:30 up in Norwich at the firehouse. And information on where it is and how to get there is at raceon.org, R-A-S-O-N.org. And a reminder that, speaking of race-on, that they will be having their auction coming up in late April at the Gales Ferry Firehouse. More information, again, at the same webpage, raceon.org. With that, back to net, back to K6PDG. This is KC1TWR.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And that race-on auction is coming up on April 27. I know, because I can't be there that day. They keep scheduling it for a day when I have a bell meeting. All right, and W1JOP, your announcement, please.
Well, I'm trying to get more check-ins to the WebInet, so I'll advertise that tonight. Every Monday night, 8:15, roughly, on the 147-060 repeater, we have the New London County WebNet. Immediately follows the Aries Net at roughly 8:15. All are welcome to check in, and it is a direct net, but I can have a little fun with it too. Back to net, this is W1JOP.
Absolutely, it's a very interesting net. Thank you, John, and that's here on the 706 repeater Monday nights, following the Aries Net, so usually around 8:15. And we certainly can promote other nets on this net. It's all about communicating. For instance, the Raceon Club net, the Raceon VHF-UHF net, meets at 8 o'clock Sunday nights, local time obviously, on the Norwich Raceon repeater, 146.730, which is also linked to 449.725. Those both have a PL of 156.7. Additional announcements for the TIPSNET. Your call signs, please. All right, nothing heard. Before we launch headlong into the swap section of the net, do I have any additional check-ins you'd like to join us tonight? Whether or not you have a comment, you're welcome to come in and say hi and get on the log. Any check-ins, your call signs, please. Nada. All right. The swap section of this net is for the listing of amateur gear and amateur-related gear only. If you have an item that you want to buy, sell, trade, swap, give away, or want, this is a great place to list it. Yes, you may mention price on the air, but no dickering or haggling, save that for off the air. Does anybody have anything they'd like to list tonight for the swap section of the TIPSNET? This is KA6PDG. Your call signs, please.
K0JB.
AB7AN.
All right, I have Josh and I have Tim. Josh, JEB, go right ahead with your listing.
K0JB, same listing from last week. It is a general citizen band radio, 40 channel, General Electric, model 3-5819 Alpha. It's in very good condition, tested and working 100%. Price is negotiable, and I'm just looking for a good offer. So my call sign is Kilo Zero Juliet Echo Bravo, and my email address is good on QRZ, KA6PDG. 3B.
Thank you, Josh. K0JEB, good on QRZ, let's support a channel Sibby. AM only, as I recall. GE model. Good working little rig, apparently. Thank you, Josh. And up to Tim, Alpha Delta 7, Alpha November. Your listing, please.
This is AD7AN, and I have an item that I would like to trade. I just put in my HF station in my operating point here, and I didn't have room for the HF gear, plus my PNC, which is for packet radio and digital modes. I have a Kentronics Cam XL, and what I would like to do is to trade it for a Kentronics KPC3 Plus. The newer the better. This is the top of the line, and it does two different, there's two inputs in the back plus telemetry. It's a nice little controller here, and if anybody is interested, they can also contact me by my email, which is Gordisht, G-O-R-D-I-S-H-T, at me.com. That's MikeEcho.com. Back to that.
All right, Tim, very good. And that email is, see if I got it right, I'll do it phonetically. Golf Oscar, Romeo Delta, India Sierra, Hotel Tango, at MikeEcho.com. Did I get it?
That is correct. Thank you.
All right. Let's hope we can help you get that trade affected for those TNCs. KA6PDG in the tips net. Is there anybody else with the listing for the swap section of the net? Come now. All right, well, we've had a good net, haven't we? At least in my view. I'll open it up one final time for additional check-ins, comments, or anything that control has overlooked before we close the net tonight. Anything else for the good of the order, call KA6PDG. Very well, let's give these fine folks their repeater back. Thanks everybody for putting up with me this evening. I've enjoyed running the net. Always fun to get to talk to everybody. And we have different net controls every week here on the net. And if you're interested in becoming a net control for the Tips Net, contact Tim, KC1TWR, and I'd be happy to answer any questions and provide you with what you need to get started. I think the current schedule for net controls is good through March, and then Tim will be probably drafting a new one for April, May, and June would be my best guess. All right, that's it. This has been a regular session, a Wednesday evening session of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club's TipsNet. In case you're wondering, TIPS, loosely interpreted, is Training, Information, and Public Service. I like to say all things amateur radio. Thanks everybody for being here. We meet at 7 p.m. local time Monday nights. Right here on the W1DX repeater in Salem, 14706, up 600 for the input. DL tone 156.7, and for that we thank John, W1AN, for the use of his repeater and those who work with John to maintain the facilities so nicely. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club can be reached via their website quite conveniently, and that is tricityarc.com. Again, tricityarc.com. Don't forget the meeting coming up on March 12th, and Josh's program about DMR radio should be really good. Bring your own popcorn. And I think that's about it. So I'm going to sign off 73 at 7:55 p.m. This is KA6 PDG Clear, returning the repeaters to normal amateur use. Good evening.